This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Glad to have you along wherever you are. Back from a few days in Minnesota. I had fun there, actually. I had a good time. The story I told Newt Gingrich is absolutely 100% true. There's no embellishment whatsoever. It was a good 4 or 5 hours at the Mall of America in that attire. I thought I might, you know, get roughed up a little. Nothing. Unbelievable.
So you had fun even though North Dakota lost on Saturday?
Did they lose? I'd forgotten that already.
Yeah.
I'm trying to ignore that. Yeah. No, I did have fun. That, of course, was before the Saturday night loss. The Friday night was the tie. They were two good hockey games, so it's hard to sort of be, you know, a little bummed out. But I will admit that my wings have been clipped a little on the boasting there.
It is good to have the rivalry back, though, I will say.
Yeah, it was. And for all the people who thought the rivalry was no big deal, it obviously is a big deal. Those teams were playing like they were rivals. Every second of both
games. Your wings
have
been clipped a little bit, so now you're admitting you're a fighting hawk?
Oh, Todd's always trying, isn't he? No, I tell you what, it's just unbelievable. You know, I recognize the name is the Fighting Hawks. I'm not bucking that or fighting that or anything else. And it's not even being cutesy. They're always going to be the suit of me. They are. Tell you what, in the Dakota Access Pipeline situation, I respect the elders, see? And the elders are the ones that back in the 30s said, UND, would you represent us? I don't think you can cut that bond no matter what the NCAA or any court or any vote says, okay? So, and I think the same way of what's going on right now down there, where you have maybe 200 left, although more being invited to come in. Lawless thugs, eco-terrorists that are coming in to disrupt this. And they're totally disrespecting the elders. It's bad news. It really is. So we are in day 89 of that protest. We are one day till the election. And this is the final hour that we will come to you with election-related material on the program. I mean, obviously, post-election, that's a whole other story. But tomorrow, we're not going to suggest you vote for anybody or let anybody stump or anything else. So, totally different deal. We have a chat come up here with state representative from Rolla, candidate for governor on the Democratic ticket, Marvin Nelson. And then at the bottom of the hour, we're going to chat with two candidates in studio for a Supreme Court spot. This is one where I get probably a text or two a day, a call or two a day saying, what do I need to know about this? And we said, well, it's worthy of a debate, so we'll do that too. Want to give you a heads up on our week. We are going to be, well, we're always busy, but we have a great time. But Thursday, we're doing something really special. Thursday and Friday, actually, are events related to veterans. And Thursday, we're going to be in Minot. We'll be at Minot State University. Fortis Energy is hosting a Veterans Employers Summit, the 2016 Veterans Employers Summit, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., Minot State University. Business owners, managers, human resource personnel, recruiters, decision makers, all coming together to talk about how veterans have improved their business and how it is really, really important to do everything you can to recruit veterans and to help your business grow. Sharing best practices and learning about opportunities to collaborate on tapping into the talent of veterans. So really looking forward to that. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be joining us on the show for that topic, and we'll talk about it on the air, but it'll be part of the program as well. He's also keynoting. The event is free. There's lunch included. It's from 10 a.m. to 3. So veterans and, employers, join us, please. Brought to you by Frack Shack America, Fuel on the Fly, by Weatherford, by Blaze Energy, all of our vets, home and abroad. Thank you for your service to our country, says Blaze Energy, a North Dakota-owned and operated proud employer of vets, providing power generation and gas processing services to the Bakken oil producer industry. By the North Dakota Petroleum Council, keeping North Dakota going strong. Check them out at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. By Polar Service Center, right now, hiring folks in their Killdeer and their Williston locations, up to $32 an hour. They're always looking for technicians, And I tell you what, parts service folks, good employer. Darn good employer. The folks from Polar Service Center will be there. You can meet them as well. And also brought to you by Cognizant. So we'll see you Thursday in Minot. I'm going to give you a telephone number if you'd like to register for that. You can go to eventbrite.com. There's no charge, but they just want to have enough lunches. So let us know if you're coming. Eventbrite, search Veterans Employer Summit. Or call this number, 248-283-7100. Peter at 248-283-7100. All right, next, and your questions welcome for him, the Democratic candidate for governor in North Dakota, Marvin Nelson, 800-228-0550. You can also call locally at 258-0550 or send Todd your questions at 701-226-8503. Marvin Nelson back with us on What's on Your Mind. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. You know, I can appreciate your name challenges there, because being a graduate of NDSU Botano Branch and Institute of Forestry, try fitting that on a T-shirt, it's now Dakota College at Botano, and I always have to translate, you know, I have to think for a while to come up with the current name, because that wasn't the name when I was there, you know. So.
Exactly right. Can be a little tough, but, you know, to you, they're always going to be what they were when you were going to school, see? So that's,
yeah, we're going to be the Jacks for a long time, yeah.
There you go, exactly right. So describe the last few months of your life. Have you enjoyed this ride as a candidate for governor, as a Democrat?
Well, you know, I guess overall, yes. I've enjoyed getting around and getting a chance to talk to so many people and such. There are disappointments. I mean, there's certainly the disappointment to find out how many people there are, and many of them in positions of authority who are just afraid to speak up about problems that they're having because they're afraid that that's going to trigger a negative response towards them or towards their business or towards their school or county or stuff like that. So, you know, it's a mixed bag, but overall it's a very good thing. I really have enjoyed it.
So you've intrigued me with that answer. What would you say is a quiet problem that needs some attention that doesn't necessarily have champions?
Well, you know, we actually kind of got a little bit in the news, you know, that as of January 1, every nursing home in this state is really in an untenable situation. They really cannot function. And we control what they can charge. We control what they get for income. And as of January 1, they will not get enough income to provide quality care to their people. It's just a hard fact. And the thing was, is they were promised that we'll fix it, but even if we fix it fairly rapidly, that's a couple months' time, and things promised that things are going to be retroactive. But the state now is actually in worse budget problems than it was at the time that those cuts on paper were made. And so that's a quiet thing, because, you know, they didn't come to the special session. I haven't seen a lot of letters to the editor or anything, but it is a horrendous situation when you look at it. I mean, we have about 40% turnover annually among our certified nurse assistants today. And basically every one of them will have to do substantially more as of January 1 unless their nursing home just starts running at a loss. And then if they quit their jobs then you got to start hiring outside help, which costs you way more, and they're just in a death spiral at that time. So that's a pretty quiet thing. I haven't heard a lot about the nursing home situation, kind of because there's this so-called promise that somehow we'll fix this. But I don't know. I mean, some of the fixes are things like actually taxing the residents in the nursing home to provide cash to pay for, to match the Medicaid numbers. I'm not too excited about that. Other proposed solutions are, well, just decouple the private pay from the Medicaid pay so the nursing home can just charge the private pay whatever it takes in order to operate. If that happens, the private pay people are going to see substantial price increases. So it's really a problem and one that really hasn't gotten a lot of attention.
I only have about 2 minutes left, but I want to just give that to you to make the sort of final 11th hour pitch here to voters. We have not spent as much time on this race as we would have liked, just given all the Dakota Access Pipeline stuff going on. So at the important 11th hour here, what do you want folks to know? Why should they vote for Marvin Nelson?
Well, if you sum the two campaigns up, there's a basic philosophical difference. You know, my opponent's has been go to the top, treat the people at the top very well, and somehow that will trickle down to everybody and everything will be good. And my philosophy is quite different, you know, where I say the people we need to take care of are the poor, the elderly, the veterans, and so on. And what we need to do to get our economy going is not build more businesses with taxes and public money, but to raise the income of the people of the state, to get our thousands and thousands of jobs that are unfilled filled. And so there's this huge divide in the basic philosophy of the two of us. And that moves into just a whole lot of different positions that are in our campaigns. And that's really what people should know.
Marvin Nelson, who you will see in the Capitol one way or another after this election, right?
That's the plan. Yeah, I get to either go in the house, or I get to go over to the big house.
Right.
I'll be there, and I'll be working on this one way or another.
All right. Thank you, Marvin. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Scott.
Candidate for governor on the Democratic ticket, state rep from Rolla, Marvin Nelson. When we come back, a little bit of open phone time. We've got to get some in. I want to find out what's on your mind. Tell me, 800-228-0550.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, New Rockford, and Steele, North Dakota. And exceptional cropland auctions in McIntosh, Kidder, Stutzman, Cass, Burley, Logan, Emmons, and Clay Counties. And a Piper exclusive auction, 450 mineral acres in Montrail County. For complete information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Piper's.com.
North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC, now in Valley City, just off I-94. A legendary name in western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm, the cars you love for style and sophistication, and now open their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Get a free car wash with every service appointment at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Bismarck and now in Valley City at 721 West Main, or shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Mike in Perm, and I got to tell you, you know, like Barack Obama, instead of being at the White House just taking care of business, he's out in the field stumping for Hillary. This is a real comedy team. Barack and Hillary, two liars deserve each other. And it's pretty obvious that neither one of them can use the liar, liar, pants on fire defense. These people just make me tired, you know. And vote for Trump 2016 for some honest government for a change. Thank you.
I don't know what's new in that. I hear your concern about him being out stumping for her. And by the way, they have deployed him like a lot more than they said they were going to deploy him. In other words, here's the plan, here's where he'll be, and now it's a lot more. There's a lot of moving and shaking going on, which leads me to believe the momentum we've seen for Trump is real momentum, and it has them back on their heels a little bit. You heard the speaker earlier say, two out of three chances it's a Trump win, one out of three it's hers. I mean, it's don't leave anything, especially there in Minnesota, for granted. But no doubt about it, this is one for the ages. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at TitanOutletStore.com. You know, they give us an incredible offer we get to pass along to you, and that's the 11% off deal. So you just tell them Scott sent you, and you get 11% off. So just go browse, find yourself a good deal, whether it's that brand-new Case IH 1255 planner. It's a 2013, but it's aged inventory, so it's new. It's never been used. 24-row, 30-inch spacing, front fold, two-point hitch, got all the goodies. Check that out. Also, some other attachments, some great deals right now they just took in. 218-233-3700. Or online at TitanOutletStore.com. Let's go to Donovan and Mandan. You're on What's on Your Mind. Tell me, Donovan.
Hi. Yeah, this is Donovan. And what's on my mind is to go over kind of a thorough outtake of what happened in Benghazi. You know, I will start out with you got Obama and Hillary in the Situation Room. And stuff's been unfolding for weeks. Mr. Stevens has been asking help. He said that it looks like they want to attack the embassy over here and no help, no extra forces to come in and protect them. And then finally the attack comes and he's there by himself with three or four personal guards to kind of try and protect them. And then Hillary and Obama are in the Situation Room because this is going down. And then kind of, you know, some of the known facts that happened to him is they say as many as, once they had him captured, as many as 40 of the captors sodomized him, and then they stabbed him, and they burned him, and they beat him. And then another thing that didn't come out, is he had run around the streets with his genos and left them in a ditch for dead, and doctor from over there, not knowing who he was, tried to save him and gives a report of the condition of him. And now we should think about this in the respect of, you know, what if that's our sons or daughters or our brothers or sisters or our mothers or fathers or somebody from our community that Hillary and Obama think it's just fine to sacrifice some people to the Muslims when they're taking care of a U.S. embassy or whatever they may be doing.
Yeah, and then you have the candidate for president of the United States when pressed on this in a congressional hearing saying, you know, we have four dead Americans. What difference does it make whether there was about a video or whatever cause? And they're like totally not wanting to get to the bottom of it. The media has also been completely corrupt in this, in not telling the story you've just told, which just makes me sick, you know, with details that I didn't even know. So, Donovan, thank you for paying enough attention to it to call our audience, and I hope it drives people. I mean, that is Hillary Clinton owns Benghazi. That alone is a reason not to vote for the woman. Never mind everything we've 100%. Learned from WikiLeaks or anything else. Or what, you know,
you
that
don't
alone.
Need anything else.
Yeah. Yep. Great point. Great point, Donovan.
This is all documented by a Marine Corps captain, and that also was a chaplain in the U.S. Navy.
What's his name?
Is Dr. Charles R. Root, senior pastor.
Appreciate
former staff sergeant, U.S. Marine Corps captain, U.S. Navy chaplain, corps retired.
Appreciate you doing that. Thank you for calling very much. Let's go up to northwest of Minot. Peter, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Hi, Peter. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just, I was going to call last week when we left, but I forgot your number. We took our trip down to our down to the National Farm Toy Show in Dyersville, Iowa. We left on Wednesday, and kind of a funny thing, all of us who were traveling down to that for, we got into Minnesota, and all along the way, on Long 94, and then we took 35W south into Iowa and stuff. And all of a sudden, we started seeing, we saw Trump Penn signs, but we never saw one Hillary sign. All along, there wasn't a lot of them, but there was probably 8, 10 kids around the city. You didn't see much. Of course, we didn't get into the inner city, so. But all even south, there was just Trump and Penn signs. Into Iowa, I never saw a single Hillary sign except for one in the town of Dyersville itself. We were driving around looking for, we go on, there's a toy show, you know, so we're driving around the blocks looking.
That's incredible.
One Hillary sign in the yard, and the neighbor right next to it had a whole bunch of Trump and Republican signs.
That's two blue states. So, that's two blue states, Peter.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was thinking. I was just thinking to you guys, I got to let these guys know about this. That yeah. that we were all commenting, hey, there's another Trump sign. There's another Trump sign. But
I think
no
that's
Hillary
why.
Signs.
That's why Donald Trump's going to win, because number one, that explains it well. In two blue states, you have to search high and low to find a Hillary sign. I found the same thing. I didn't go to Iowa. Was there earlier, for, when was I in Iowa? The Hawkeyes. Bison played the Hawkeyes at the beginning of the year, and that a little bit early, but you're there heading into an election. You don't see the Hillary signs. In other words, there's just not that passion there. And in states where they know they're going to get grief, from probably more towards the folks on the liberal side than the other side, they're putting it up. I think it's a great story, and I think it's why he's going to win. There is that level of passion and intensity for the guy unlike anything I can remember. There wasn't this level of intensity for George W. Bush. I mean, we got to go back to Reagan for that level. So take it to the bank. Tom and Hazen, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, you can't miss the house spot. Earlier, the Democratic candidate for governor of this state, and he indicated that the state controls the extended care facilities around the state, financial doings of those facilities, and he said that there's such a shortfall with these facilities, they may end up having to back the president. I don't know if you have anybody in any one of these facilities, but I know people who are in an extended care facility in the state. One of them's paying $7,000 a month. Another one's paying $9,000 a month. And when I do the math, that particular facility has got to be making between $7 and $10 billion a month. What the heck is going on with our elderly?
Yeah, it's a question worth asking, Tom. I appreciate you calling. Rev, if you'd flag that, we will put that high on our list of topics post-election to tackle. That's been sort of the issue to pound away on for Marvin Nelson. Maybe you got to pick something. And I think in this case, maybe scare some seniors, I guess. Kind of a typical Democratic playbook. But to really dig into that issue and find out where their costs are and regulations and everything else is a good topic. We'll do it. Thanks.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you in part today by our friends at B-Mobile. Yes, the folks at B-Mobile actually help you be mobile. They have great phones and tablets, and that's what you know Verizon. That's what you know B-Mobile for. But they also have things like Hum. That's a great piece of technology. And they have some great rewards programs, too. In fact, let this year be different. You know, the crazy scrambling you do at the last minute for the holiday shopping. Often it can be likened to a full contact sport. Well, B-Mobile wants to invite you to have a rewarding holiday and shop without the chaos. Because the B-Mobile Be Rewarded program is for everyone. Provides special discounts, exclusive offers, free gifts on your birthday, and so much more. Join Be Rewarded and join B-Mobile November 20th from 6 to 8 p.m. for their exclusive friends and family shopping event. To learn more and find a location near you, go to bmobile.com, bmobile.com. All right, at least one call during the break, and then I'll take another live one as we wait for one of our candidates. We have Jared Tufte, Southeast Judicial District Court Judge, with us in studio. We're waiting for Bob Belinsky Sr. to join us as well, who's a trial lawyer and owner of the Belinsky Law Firm, for a debate on the Supreme Court choice you have on the ballot tomorrow. But Todd, go ahead and roll one of the calls that came in during the break, if you would.
Good morning. Hey, Scott, if Donald Trump wins president and he picks Kevin Cramer for part of his cabinet, who replaces Cramer then? What kind of process have we got there? Got anybody that's, in line? Anybody good like Cramer? I'm worried about. Be good for the United States, but he's also good for the North Dakotans. Have a good day.
I'm sure he would appreciate the compliment, and I agree. And obviously, special elections happen from time to time with the House candidates leaving for whatever reason. I don't know that if Kevin Cramer got a call the day after the election from Donald Trump and said, would you be my energy secretary? I don't know that it's a slam dunk. He says yes. I really don't. I think he'd probably think long and hard about it, but I think he likes what he's doing a lot, serving North Dakotans. So what would happen? Special election to decide who fills that seat. But I'm trying to remember, does somebody fill it temporarily? I can't remember that. But all questions for after Election Day, okay? One more call, and then our debate. Alan and Minot, what's on your mind?
Yeah, what I'm calling about, I don't know if you've talked about this before, but the protests and
North Dakota with the pipeline. One manner or way of controlling the, I guess, demonstrators just want to throw out is water. I know in some countries they use water cannons to push people back and move them away. And the idea would be, you know, you spray people when it's 45 above outside, and especially if they're lighting fires, you know, spray them with water. I don't think they'll stay assembled too long. But just a thought, and rather than using other things, you know, water is a cheap and an easy way to control a crowd, especially in the cold.
We are going to chat with Lieutenant Tom Iverson of the North Dakota Highway Patrol in our After the Show show today. That'll be on Facebook Live shortly after the program. I'll ask him that question on you know, different things that they are using to disperse crowds, control a crowd, and I just am amazed at the incredible amount of restraint and professionalism that has come from law enforcement with just thuggish tactics that continue to come. Anything but peaceful, anything but lawful, anything but prayerful. You know, they continue to do it. And I think what the agitators want is something that will be seen on the evening news. And that would be seen on the evening news would give them what they want there. So that's the challenge. But we'll ask Corey Allen. Stay tuned for that coming up, okay? All right. Let me welcome to our studios two guests that are on the ballot in a race that doesn't necessarily get a lot of attention because there are sort of different rules of decorum for Supreme Court justices. They aren't necessarily running lots of TV ads and radio ads and newspaper ads and doing a bunch of debates and whatnot. It's a little bit different in that regard. They're not partisan. They are candidates judged on their, I guess, their professional merits. And two candidates vying for a vacancy on the Supreme Court, Jared Tufte, Southeast Judicial District Court Judge. Jared, welcome.
Good morning, Scott.
And Bob Belinsky Sr., who is a trial lawyer and owner of the Belinsky Law Firm.
Thank you.
Good morning to you, Bob.
Thank you.
Tell me in a minute or less about you and what you want voters to know about you as you go to the polls tomorrow. Bob, you
well,
first.
Well, I'm about as basic a North Dakotan as exists. I come from a small farm on the edge of Oberon, North Dakota. We lost our farm when I was 12 years old. We put what we had left after the auction in our grain truck and went to mine it like John Steinbeck, Rapes of Wrath. There, my family of the number, we have nine brothers and sisters, not then. We lived in a one-room apartment, you could call it, beside a bar. I went to three grade schools in Minot in the sixth grade. Finally to Sunnyside. Went to junior high in Minot. Went to rugby high school when my dad and I tore down our barn, board by board, when I was 14 years old, took the rafters, took it north, a couple of miles of rugby, set it up on the dirt, and my dad started rugby hiding for wrecking and salvage. And from there, I played football, played basketball, graduated from rugby high. My team, I'm very proud of this, beat Phil Jackson's team in the state Class A championship. I also claim to be leading tackler, although some of my teammates, I think, may dispute that. They're wrong. I've got the records.
How about on the legal front? How about on the legal front?
Well, I went to the University of North Dakota, graduated Phi Beta Kappa, magna cum laude, having worked my way through work or through school, doing nothing but working, sleeping, and eating and studying. Went to Harvard Law School and graduated in 1969. Went to a large law firm in Minneapolis, primarily a defense firm. Spent 5 years there with some of the most profound litigators in the country. Dick Bowman represents General Motors. I represented lots of large corporations with him. Decided to come back to North Dakota. And so I moved to Bismarck, where I've practiced first with Zuger and Buckland, then Zuger, Kermis, Belinsky, and Smith. In 1993, I went out on my own and have done that ever since.
All right, I'm going to go to you, Jared, in a moment. First, I have to take a call from a caller here who wants to tell us about an incident on the interstate we want motorists to know about. Greg and Mandan, what are you seeing there?
Well, no, this happened last night with my wife. She was on her way to Bismarck. We live in Mandan. On her way to Bismarck on interstate, all of a sudden in the rearview mirror, she's seen, this is that dark, she's seen all kinds of lights flashing. So they pulled over like everybody else did and let all these cars, she must have counted 10, 15 of them. And she called me at this time and she says she doesn't know what's going on, that they need that many police cars or anything. So when they passed her and they all could pull back on the interstate, he kind of went where they were going, and here they pulled up on State Street to the red carpet car wash and started filling up with gas. And she said that the license plates were from Ohio. So I don't know if that's something that they practice where they're from, but I don't think it's really appropriate that they use their authority just to move people over. So well, I got thought that was kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, I appreciate you sharing. We'll pass that along as well to Sheriff Kirkmeyer and also Lieutenant Tom Iverson, who's going to join us in the After the Show today. So thanks, Greg. Appreciate that. I got the information. Thought it was a current situation, but nonetheless, a story. I appreciate you sharing. All right, Jared, let's from you, same thing that I asked Mr. Blinsky here, is just to talk a little bit about your background and your reason for doing what you're doing here and running for the Supreme Court post. Jared Tufte.
Well, thank you, Scott. You're right. It's a race that not a lot of folks get to interact with us directly and learn about how they should evaluate candidates. So briefly about me, native North Dakotan, born in Minot, grew up Grand Forks, West Fargo, mostly West Fargo schools. I'm married. I have three young kids. I always took the attitude in my career that if you work hard and have a good attitude, that interesting opportunities will come your way, and they have. As far as my legal education, that was at Arizona State University in the Phoenix area. I went down there because I was an engineer first and a lawyer second. I managed to graduate number one in my class there, and that opened up a lot of interesting opportunities. Now, just the brief highlights of my career. I served in the Army National Guard. When I swore in as an officer of the U.S. Army and got to wear that flag on my shoulder, that was some of the proudest jobs that I've ever had. Mostly West Fargo schools. I'm married, so I have three young kids. I always took the attitude in my career that...
Hang on 1 second here. Something happened there with the... We got you a few seconds late or something. Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead and finish.
Okay, a little echo there. I served as a prosecutor for about 6 years, and so in that role... Shall I continue?
Yeah. Please.
Okay, we're having a little technical difficulty.
I guess so. I wasn't aware of it, but evidently we are. They're working on it. So
I worked as a prosecutor. So I've had experience both in civil cases and in criminal cases. And then for the last about 2 years, a little more than that, I've been a judge. And so I've had to decide issues in thousands of cases over that 2 years. And so that breadth of experience from big civil practice in the city of Phoenix to small town practice in North Dakota to being a prosecutor of criminals and an advisor of military commanders overseas, I've seen and done it all, and I've got the right temperament to serve as a judge on our state Supreme Court.
All right, so let's talk about that. What you from the skill set you describe, the background you describe, what you would bring to the Supreme Court. Bob, you first. What do you bring to the Supreme Court that isn't there now?
Well, I'm a trial lawyer. Unlike Jared, wanted to be an engineer first. I've wanted to be a lawyer since I was 12 years old, and as soon as I could be, I have been. I've represented America's largest corporations and insurance companies down to its most destitute citizen. I've handled thousands and thousands of cases. I'd like to hear Mr. Tufte tell us how many he's handled. I've had many trials. I've handled a lot of criminal trials. I've only lost one out of approximately 15.
So out of your skill set, what do you think what do you bring to the Supreme Court from your skill set that makes the Supreme Court
better?
Well,
I bring a diversity. I bring a challenge of authority. I bring a desire to search for the truth. The motto of Harvard Law School is veritas, and it's truth. And before we decide any issue or take any opinion, whether it's about anything, we better search and find the truth. As a trial lawyer, I found that very hard to do because we get to depose people, we get to take their depositions, send them interrogatories. People on the main are honest, but a lot of times the facts are very difficult to ferret out. I'll ferret them out, and then once you do that, you have to decide what's fair and just.
Jared, how about you? What do you bring to the Supreme Court that is not there now?
Well, first and foremost, I think we have to understand that courts aren't the place to go for passionate advocates who have an agenda that they want to push or that they want to change the law. There's a place for brawler advocates like my opponent describes himself, but it's not on the bench. What I bring, in part, is my experience in the governor's office and knowing how state government works.
Hold that thought, if you would. We'll pick up on the other side of the break with more of your answer. Jared Tufte there. Bob Belinsky here on the other side. More after this.
...that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features local cardiac arrest survivor Craig Wilhelm and his wife telling their story.
Well, it was at the YMCA back in December 14th of 2015. I was playing noon ball like I have been for 30-plus years, I suppose. Played a game. There's two different courts up there. I went to the second court, played a little longer, and had a cardiac arrest. I went down, and luckily the guys there knew what to do, where the AEDs were, and brought me back.
His life was saved that day, so I'm grateful for the AEDs, grateful it was handy, and grateful someone used it.
To learn how you can prepare to save someone's life using CPR or an AED, go to www.ndsc.org and click on First Aid. For available training in your area, visit our training registration page.
Hi, Scott Hanlon from What's On Your Mind, inviting you to join my wife Maria and I and our entire family as we tour beautiful Norway. June 19th through July 2nd, a midnight sun celebration tour. See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, and the majestic mountains. Our guide, the one and only Carol Juven. He's been to Norway 153 times. So, Carol, where are you going to take us?
We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar and the Olympic city of Lillehammer. See the most spectacular mountains and scenery in the world, including Geiranger, Stalheim, and, of course, Bergen.
And I understand there's some fjords in our future, too, right?
There are 122 fjords in your future.
Come join us to enjoy the best of Norway. Space is limited. Call 1-800-343-0093 and Carol will send you a complete packet of information. 800-343-0093 is that telephone number. Welcome along. Let's go to Norway.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Of election 2016 on What's On Your Mind, the final issue that we'll tackle, the final bit of information we'll put out there to inform your vote, because tomorrow is the big day, North Dakota Supreme Court debate. Jared Tufte, Southeast Judicial District Court Judge, and Bob Belinsky Sr., trial lawyer and owner of the Belinsky Law Firm, here on What's On Your Mind in our final minutes. You didn't get a chance to finish your answer to the question, the qualifications you bring to the Supreme Court that most would help the Supreme Court. Jared Tufte, go ahead and finish that.
Just to finish the thoughts on experience, as a prosecutor, I tried about 10 or so cases to a jury. As a judge, I've had about 12 jury trials over the last couple of years. that's all very directly relevant experience, because as an appellate judge, you need to understand how messy trials are and how trials are conducted so that you can review them to make sure everything's accurate. But as experience, I think we should look at what the ND Courts records show. And my opponent talks about his long experience. But if you look, and anybody can go to ndcourts.gov and search for his lawyer number, 3266, and they'll see since 2010 he's only had 17 civil cases. Now, save with perhaps one exception, those are all actually his son's cases and not his. They were misclassified. His son has the same name. So I think what I bring is that I bring a deep feeling that North Dakota is a special place and that we need to preserve what's great about our state and our system of justice that we have. I'm not somebody who's, as my opponent says, looking for an attractive lifestyle, big bucks, cushy office, staff galore, travel, vacation, no overhead. That's his words.
That's his words of what you're looking for or what he's looking for?
My words. I've never heard those words before, and I've certainly never spoken them. Where did you get that?
The last time he sought this office in 2008, he filed a variety of handwritten pleadings in the state Supreme Court.
Look, this is why he's not trustworthy, and this is why he'll do anything to get this office. Talk about cushy. I've worked my fanny off, and he talked about me being a brawler. You darn right I am. For my clients, I'll go through the wall for them. As a judge, I'll be a brawler for justice. I will seek justice for every person. A lot of North Dakotans can't afford it now. They can't hire an attorney. Our courts have imposed too many rules and regulations. The insurance companies are intentionally making these things expensive and drawing them out. Talk about experience. Why would you hire a basketball referee who had never played basketball? I suggest Mr. Tofty has never played basketball. He has never really, I bet he's never handled a products liability case, a workers' comp case, a divorce case, much of any kind of case. I'd like to hear about it.
You want to respond to that?
Mr. Belinsky has a great platform for a legislative campaign. He doesn't have a platform to be a judge. Judges don't get to change the law.
Well, why don't you keep reading off your notes, Mr. Tofty? Why don't you say something creative and original?
I came to this race prepared like I do everything. I learned in the Army how to prepare for a contest, and I don't make all the mistakes that some folks
come
into. Well,
you talk about a survey.
You let me talk, sir.
Let's hire a statistician. Your basic for your campaign is trusted and that you were judged by your peers. You weren't. 200 out of 29 answered the poll. It's basically, I think, an ethical violation for you to mislead the voters by touting that survey.
Let me just
you
talk about that survey just for a moment.
I
am pleased
to hire
that
one at a time, if we can, here, guys.
Statistician.
We don't have much time here,
do it.
Bob. Let's let him finish.
Do it.
I'm pleased to say that there were 200 lawyers in the state who felt they knew me well enough to complete that survey. They have an ethical obligation to the courts to be honest in assessing the candidates. We were tied on experience by the judgment of our peers, and I was far and away the top-rated candidate when it comes to temperament and integrity and competence.
Temperament is the word.
This is 6 or 7% of the attorneys. Jared Tofty got his friends to vote. It's just a fraud. It's an ethical violation, Mr. Tofty. So don't please speak about ethics to me, and don't speak about experience to me. Who do you think the people out in North Dakota would hire as their attorney based on experience, you or me?
Well, shall we talk about ethics?
No, let's talk about answering my question.
Personally, asking folks to put campaign signs up in the yard is an ethical violation. Credible reports to me that you've been doing that. 3 days ago, well, about a week ago now, late October, your campaign committee solicited anonymous cash contributions to your campaign, sir.
Wow.
I come to a campaign prepared, understanding the rules. Now, these
I understand them, too. Why don't you talk about the issues? Why don't you respond to some of my questions instead of going into the weeds? I've worked. You've been appointed to pretty much every position you've got. Why don't you go out there and work and earn this position?
That's what we're doing right now, sir.
No, why don't you go out and work for another 30 years, and then get some experience and come back and earn this position?
Well, I'll quickly inject there, because you did make an allegation that he was too young. Do you believe he's too young for this
job? Yes, I do. Not necessarily too young, but too inexperienced.
How old are you, Jared?
I am 41. Dale Sandstrom was 42 when he took his seat on the court. Jerry Vanderwall was 45. I'm right in the range of people when they start their career on an appellate court.
He said he wanted to be an engineer. I think he should have been an engineer because he certainly hasn't practiced much law.
I think the citizens of North Dakota can look at ND courts and see how much law my opponent's practiced in the last several years. He's been basically out of the practice for years.
Bigger cases. They don't appear. So that's another basically misleading thing to say. I focused on larger cases. Of course they're going to be fewer.
Under the rule of 85, Mr. Belinsky qualifies for a state retirement halfway through his first term.
All right.
I'll give up. I'm not in this for money. I'm not in it for anything except to bring justice to the people of North Dakota who now I don't think are getting it to the extent that they should.
We are out of time. Gentlemen, thank you for this lively debate. Jared Tufte and Bob Belinsky, Sr. with us on What's On Your Mind. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
Veterans make incredible employees. Business owners, human resource professionals, recruiters, decision makers in the hiring process, managers. It's time to take a good hard look at your team. Are there enough veterans on that team? Are you looking for people? Hire veterans. We're coming together as a group to share best practices to collaborate on tapping into the talent of veterans. Tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Minot State University. It's free. Congressman Kevin Cramer is keynoting the event. Sign up now at eventbrite.com. Eventbrite.com. Search Veteran Friendly Employer Summit. This special event brought to you by Fortis Energy, Frack Shack America, Fuel on the Fly, Weatherford, Blaze Energy, the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Polar Service Center, and Cognizant. Don't miss this event tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Minot State University. The Fortis Energy 2016 Veterans Employer Summit tomorrow on the campus of Minot State University. Join us.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.